God spends time on jewels. We are God's workmanship. The value of the human agent depends wholly upon the polishing he receives. When the rough stones are prepared for the building, they must be taken into the shop and hewed and squared. The process is often sharp as the stone is pressed down upon the wheel, but the rough coarseness is being removed, and the luster begins to appear. The Lord spends not his time upon worthless material, only his jewels are polished after the similitude of a palace. Every soul must not only submit to this work of the divine hand, but must put to the tax every spiritual sinew and muscle, that the character may become more pure, the words more helpful, the action such as God can approve. The divine worker spends little time on worthless material. Only the precious jewels does he polish after the similitude of a palace, cutting away the rough edges. The process is severe and trying. Christ cuts away the surplus surface, and putting the stone to the polishing wheel, presses it close, that all roughness may be worn off. Then, holding the jewel up to the light, the master sees in it a reflection of himself, and he pronounces it worthy of a place in his casket. Blessed be the experience, however severe, that gives new value to the stone, causing it to shine with living brightness. A painful but necessary process, by the mighty cleaver of truth God has brought his people, as rough stones, from the quarry of the world. These stones must be squared and polished. The rough edges must be removed. This is a painful process, but it is a necessary one. Without it, we could not be prepared for a place in God's temple. By trial, by warnings, by admonitions, God seeks to prepare us to fulfill his purpose. If we cooperate with him, our characters will be fashioned after the similitude of a palace. It is the specified work of the Comforter to transform us. At times it is hard for us to submit to the purifying, refining process. But this we must do if we would be saved at last. Children may be polished for God, patiently, lovingly, as faithful stewards of the manifold grace of God. Parents are to do their appointed work. It is expected of them that they will be found faithful. Everything is to be done in faith. Constantly they must pray that God will impart his grace to their children. Never must they become weary, impatient, or fretful in their work. They must cling closely to their children and to God. If parents work in patience and love, earnestly endeavoring to help their children to reach the highest standard of purity and modesty, they will succeed. In this work, parents need to manifest patience and faith, that they may present their children to God, polished after the similitude of a palace, NL number 28, p. 3. Some are not what they appear. Many, from worldly policy, endeavor, by their own efforts, to become as polished stones, but cannot be living stones, because they are not built upon the true foundation. The day of God will reveal that they are, in reality, only hay, wood, and stubble.